If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Do you want to make more money on Instagram? Are you tired of feeling salesy, like you always have to promote something, like your Instagram is a never-ending advertisement? And yet, despite all of that, you're not really making as many sales as you might want? Well, if so, I totally hear you, because selling on Instagram isn't necessarily easy, and it's definitely not as easy as it used to be. Simply having a new sale or telling people to click the link in your bio isn't really effective anymore. Consumers, especially those on social media, are constantly getting smarter, and they're constantly learning what our little marketing tricks are, and then they know how to avoid them. But with that being said, there are also two things that consumers really do care about when making purchases on social media. And I should say specifically on Instagram, because according to a recent study, over 70% of consumers look to Instagram in order to inform their purchasing decisions. And those two things that these Instagram shoppers are looking for is trust in the person they are buying from, and a sense of community or relationship to the company, the brand, or the individual who they're doing business with. And also, it's important to keep in mind that Instagram is a fan of us using their new features. Instagram often gives preferential treatment, including increased views or engagement, to people who are using their new features. And one of the newest features on Instagram that not very many people use and very few people are using to its full potential is broadcast channels. Instagram is a beast. There is no lie that every single week the algorithm changes, there's a million new features, there's so much to keep track of, so much you have to worry about, and all you're trying to do is grow your business, trying to get more customers and make more sales on Instagram. That is why we created the Insta Club Hub, to help you learn exactly what you need to know to stay up to date with the changes that are actually relevant to you as a business owner, and to help you grow your following and customer base on Instagram. You can check it out, best part, for only $7. You can join a 2-week trial for only $7. That's 50 cents per day for 2 weeks. And all you have to do to grab that trial offer is go to instaclubhub.com/trial. Again, that link will be down in the description. But right now, while you're listening, you can just open up your Safari browser or whatever internet browser you use and just go to instaclubhub.com/trial. Now, I've already done an episode of the podcast about broadcast channels, kind of briefly explaining what they are, how to set them up, and even some of the benefits of using them. So if you haven't already, you can find the link down in the show notes. But from a sales and marketing perspective, broadcast channels are absolutely awesome. They're essentially a group of highly engaged followers who you can have a one-way communication with. It's the same idea as like email marketing, but basically just on Instagram. And so in just a little bit, I'm going to walk you through 4 actual ideas of how you can use broadcast channels to make money on Instagram, even if you have a small following. But before we get into that, let me share with you 5 of my top benefits of using broadcast channels. The first benefit is that when you set up a broadcast channel, it automatically sends a notification to all of your followers. And that's a benefit because then you don't have to do the extra work of promoting it and getting people to join the broadcast channel. Instead, it's kind of like if you created an email list and then there was automatically a notification in all of your followers' email inboxes to join the list. Of course, then you would have a lot of people joining. And that's kind of how it works on Instagram. As soon as you set up the broadcast channel, there's a little notification to all of your followers that's automatically sent out that encourages them to join the broadcast channel. The second benefit of the broadcast channel is increased engagement. Of course, the first layer of this is just that now you have people in an extra form of communication within the broadcast channel, and they can interact and they can kind of respond more or less to the messages that you're sending out within the channel. But, and I talked about this a little bit more in the previous episode, you can also use the broadcast channel to increase your feed engagement, because you can use the channel as a way to kind of promote, tease, or just direct attention to your Instagram feed posts. The third benefit of broadcast channels is the extremely high open rate of Instagram direct messages. In fact, on average, depending on the study you're looking at, you're going to typically see above a 90% open rate for Instagram direct messages. And within our own business, we've actually seen as high as a 98% open rate for direct messages. And this extremely high open rate means better engagement, more people checking your messages, and more people responding or acting upon whatever it is you want them to do. The fourth benefit of these broadcast channels is feedback from your audience. We're going to get into this a little bit more in just a second when I'm talking about how you can use your broadcast channel to make money, but it's essentially another way for you to communicate with your followers, and it's a way that you can get their direct feedback, voting in polls, and responding to different questions that you may ask them. And so it's a great way to just learn more insights about your followers so that you can serve them better. And then the fifth benefit of broadcast channels is that they're great for a sense of community, because it kind of feels like a group chat. And because of that, it feels very personal. It feels like you are having DM conversations with each of these people. I mean, I've been in Adam Mosseri, the CEO of Instagram, his broadcast channel for months. There's tens of thousands of people in his broadcast channel. I am not special. I did not have to be invited to join his broadcast channel, but still, every time I receive a little DM notification that I received a new DM from Adam Mosseri, it feels special, it feels exciting, and I open his broadcast channel. All right, so those are the benefits of using broadcast channels. Now let me share with you some tips for using them before we even get into the ideas for making money with them. Tip number one is to come up with a catchy title, something that's going to create curiosity and make people want to click. Even calling your broadcast channel something like VIP Inner Circle has more of a air about it. It has more curiosity to it than a generic title like Brock's Broadcast Channel, which is, I'm pretty sure, what I named mine when I first started. So come up with some sort of attention-grabbing or catchy title for your broadcast channel, because that's part of what will be sent out to all of your followers when you first create it. That little message that encourages them to join will include the name of the broadcast channel. So if you can name it something that's catchy and something that's really going to make people curious to learn what's going on in the channel, they're more likely to join. And of course, you can always change it in the future. So you might want to start out with something that is like, click here to join my VIP inner circle, something like that, that really makes people want to click. And then once you have a bunch of people join your channel, you could rename it to something more generic or more explanatory. The second tip that I have for you with these broadcast channels is to have a clear reason for your followers to join. Like, why should someone want to join your broadcast channel? What benefits are they going to get out of it? What are you going to be giving to them in the channel? And then the second thing is kind of part of this is have an intention with your broadcast channel. Don't just start one willy-nilly, but actually have a plan. Maybe you're going to send a workout plan once a week. Maybe you're going to give a daily motivational tip of the day. Maybe you're going to use it as a diary to kind of vent about something that's going on in your business. I don't know. But have an intention with the broadcast channel so that there's an actual structure and strategy behind it. Tip number three, and I know this is one that has been very helpful for me, is to set reminders in order to message your broadcast channel. Because it's tucked away in your DMs and because it's a relatively new form of content, it can be something that is challenging or that we just flat out forget to do. For example, you might remember on a daily basis to post your Instagram content or to, you know, engage with people in the DMs or to post an Instagram story, but you might not always be aware of sending new content, sending a new message in your broadcast channel. So when step two, you're setting your intention or you're creating your plan for your broadcast channel, I would recommend adding reminders to your calendar so that you can remember, or I guess not have to remember, when it's time to send messages within the channel. Tip number four is something that I've learned from my own broadcast channel, and that is to stick with text-based messages rather than audio messages. I remember when I first got started, it was really tempting to, you know, press the little audio button and record myself speaking to everyone in my broadcast channel. But I quickly learned that not everyone who's in the DMs is in a position that they're going to want to listen to that audio message. Not everyone can. And also, there's no closed captioning, so it can be a little bit hard to hear you, hard to understand. Not everyone's available. So then they open the DM, they see it's an audio message, and they're like, ah, I can't listen to that. So then they miss it altogether. So it's generally best to stick to text-based messages. All right, now with that all out of the way, let's talk about four ways that you can make money using broadcast channels. Four ideas that I have for you. Idea number one is sending some sort of alerts or announcements or reminders when you have a sale or a pop-up or a promotion or a launch that's going on. Again, this is a very tight-knit community of your most engaged followers who might miss your Instagram stories, they might miss your feed posts, but the likelihood of them opening a direct message from you is very, very high. So you can use your broadcast channels in order to make sure that these people, your biggest super fans, are aware of the product that you're launching or the ongoing sale or promotion or whatever it may be. The second way that you can use broadcast channels to make money is kind of going back to what I said earlier, which is that Broadcast channels are a great way to get insights on your audience, to learn about them, learn about their pain points, their struggles, what they need, what they want, what they don't want, and then you can serve them better and sell to them better. When you can address someone's needs and pain points better as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as a content creator, they're more likely to buy and become customers. So you can use your broadcast channels as a place for audience research or as a place to really get direct feedback from your followers in order to help you create better things to help them. And then, of course, the actual idea here is that you can literally sell directly in your broadcast channel. So if you're someone who has ebooks or courses or physical products or affiliate stuff, anything that you can sell, anything that anyone can buy online can be sold in your broadcast channel because you can send links and those links are clickable. You could include discount codes. You could include additional information. You can promote things directly in your broadcast channel and you can, like I said, promote things that your audience is more likely to want or need because you've asked them and you've gotten their feedback first. Idea number three for how to make money using broadcast channels is not just to promote things and not just to remind people about what you're promoting or offering or selling or launching, but to offer exclusive discounts or deals as an incentive or as a reward for people who have joined your broadcast channel. So I've seen people do this with feed posts in the past. They've told their broadcast channel, hey, everyone comment the ladybug emoji on my feed post tomorrow, and it'll be kind of like our inside joke. Well, you could take this a step further and say, hey, you can comment the ladybug emoji on my post tomorrow, and I'll send you a 20% off discount. Or you can make it simpler and say, if you use the discount code ladybug on this link, and then you send them the link to your course or whatever, then you're gonna get 20% off the course. And I would recommend being very clear with them that, hey, this is a special discount that's not available to anyone outside of this group. It's only available to you because you're in my broadcast channel, and it's only gonna be active for the next 24 hours. So use it right now before I turn it off. And that's a great way to create exclusivity and to create feelings of FOMO, as well as reward the people who are your most loyal, engaged superfans. And then my fourth idea to use your broadcast channels to make money is to have people pay to be in your broadcast channel. Now, if you're just doing a normal broadcast channel, that's going to be very difficult to do, very difficult to vet and keep track of. But what you can do instead is do a subscribers only broadcast channel. So we've done a few episodes of Build Your Tribe in the past about what Instagram subscriptions are, how to set them up, how to get more subscribers, all that good stuff. I'll link those up down in the show notes below. But essentially, this subscriber only group chat could be a great benefit or perk for someone who wants to join your Instagram subscriptions because now they get really exclusive access. They're not just one of your super fans, they're one of your paying super fans, and they have to become a paying subscriber to your Instagram in order to unlock access to this subscriber only broadcast channel. I hope you found these ideas helpful, a great way to make money on Instagram. Another great way is one that I just mentioned, which is Instagram subscriptions. I highly recommend checking out some of our past episodes about Instagram subscriptions because it's a really great way to get reoccurring income directly from your Instagram. Thank you so much for listening today, and don't forget to subscribe.